Caribbean Report. Guyana's opposition resumed its boycott of parliament after attending its first sitting in almost a year. The Caribbean Teachers Union calls for action to protect teachers against classroom bullies, and opening up is a problem for the West Indies. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Guyana, the opposition People's National Congress today announced that it will resume its boycott of the country's parliament. It was just yesterday that the PNC entered the halls of parliament for the first time in 11 months. It had requested the meeting to debate issues which it said were national priorities. But a marathon 12-hour sit-in could not bridge the gap with the ruling People's Progressive Party. With the latest from Georgetown, here's Colin Smith.
Today, the main opposition party said it is disappointed at the government's reaction to the debate on a motion brought by the opposition. That party has therefore vowed to continue its 11-month boycott of parliament, which it interrupted yesterday. According to Lance Carberry, the opposition's chief whip, all of the government speakers tried to defend the current situation, leaving that party to conclude that nothing had changed.
The PNCR remains convinced that there is a social, political, and economic crisis in Guyana. We have found no recognition of this truth on the part of the government and no response to the olive branch